Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. Please let me pray with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch all of my listeners today. I ask, God, that you just encourage them through your word. I ask, God, that you make your word real to them, that, God, you come in and speak to their hearts, give them hearing ears and receiving hearts. I pray for that man or woman or boy or girl that's not born again, that they'll call on the name of Jesus and ask for salvation. For, Lord, you said if we would come, you would in no wise cast us out, and that when we're born again, our sins are washed away, our name is written in heaven, and that, God, you have made us to become new creatures. I pray this for my congregation, and I pray that you bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to read out of Acts chapter 28, verse 3. Acts chapter 28, verse 3. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And the Bible says in this part right here, that in that verse 5 it said, and he shook off the beast in the fire and felt no harm. Now, in this portion of scripture, last week I had told you about Paul was on a ship and it had broke up. They had to swim into this island, and when they got there, the people on the island kind of was watching to see what was going on, and of course they made a fire to warm themselves and to dry themselves. And when Paul was picking up sticks to put on the fire, a poisonous viper latched onto him and bit him. And the Bible says when all the people on the island, the natives of the island, they watched to see just when he was going to drop dead, because they knew within a matter of minutes, because of this poisonous viper, that no man could survive such a bite. And they watched him and watched him to see when he was going to drop dead. You know, that's really encouraging. Isn't that really, really encouraging to think people are watching you to see when you're going to fail? Watching to see how long your marriage is going to last. Watching to see when the doctor told you that you weren't going to live, just exactly when he's going to die. You know, there's a lot of people watching to see when you're going to fall over. But Paul had the key. He shook it off in the fire. And the Bible says if he felt no harm or hurt. And when the people saw that that viper had no hurt on him, because Jesus had told them, if you take up any deadly thing, it's not going to hurt you. In other words, we don't go looking to handle snakes or drink poison, but if we are bitten or hurt by something like that, we can shake it off in the name of Jesus, and God will deliver us, as he did Paul. And because he had faith in God and shook it off in the fire. I like that part right there. That part really dealt with me, when he shook it off in the fire. That's where we got to take our burdens, the fire of the Lord, the fire and anointing of the Holy Ghost. When you shake it off in the fire, you know, that snake, that poisonous snake was shaken off in the fire, and he felt no harm. And when the people of the island saw that, they came to him, and Paul began to pray for their sick. And God began to heal the sick on that island, and it was a mighty revival went on in the island. Let me tell you, I want to ask you a question today. Are you suffering shipwreck, or are you having a revival? I said, are you suffering shipwreck, or are you having a revival? Paul had just had a shipwreck, but he turned it into a revival because he wouldn't let the poisonous stuff get a hold of him, and he shook it off. So many people today are going through a hard time, but they let that poison or what's happening to them get in them and poison them, and they just die spiritually and some even physically. Today, you need to shake that stuff off, go on and have yourself a revival. You say, well, I don't know where a meeting is. Have yourself one by yourself. You know, everybody's waiting on somebody to bring revival. Why don't you become a revival? Why don't you have a revival with me this morning? I'm having a revival as I'm sitting here in my mobile chapel making this CD and getting ready to send it out to the radio stations. I'm having a revival here all by myself, because every time I get in God's Word, I can't help but have a revival. How about you? Are you in shipwreck or having a revival? Take that which the devil meant for evil, shake it off, and go on in faith and have a revival. God not only blessed them with a revival, but when they got ready to leave, they loaded them down with benefits so they'd have enough for the journey. God will do the same for you. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.